As part of the EU Mediator project, SWALF has been working on a virtual reality driving simulator study in order to investigate the effects of different types of distraction warning systems to be used in automated driving. I have with me here my colleague, Kanmani Panabalam, who will tell us a bit more about the study she has been working on together with Rins de Svart. So what is actually the title of your research?
So the working title of the paper now is Distracted Monitoring: Do Escalating Distraction Warnings Offer Benefits Without Increasing Distraction During Automated Driving?
The key question in your research is how well a driver is able to function as a supervisor in a self-driving car without getting distracted, yeah? So what is the risk of drivers becoming distracted?
So we know in terms of manual driving, which is the majority of driving now, that distraction is a very big problem. And as we start to add more driver assistance systems into vehicles, we make the driving task easier and easier, which possibly invites more distraction. And while we've studied distracted driving quite a lot, the research into distracted monitoring, so people who are not actually responsible for the driving task, for example, if you have lateral control or adaptive cruise control on, how big of a problem distraction is, and also what kind of metrics do we need to determine when somebody is dangerously distracted.
So how important is it then that the driver continues to monitor the vehicle if the vehicle is really able to drive itself?
So right now, with the mostly level two, maximum level two systems that we have on the road, drivers are actually fully responsible for the driving task, even though they might not be responsible for the actual manual control. But in terms of their own attention, they're required to have it on driving 100% of the time. And so this creates a sort of paradox where they're not actually driving, but they're fully responsible for what goes on.
Are drivers aware that they're fully responsible?
That's a good question. So that's maybe not the purpose of this research, but in general, anecdotally, no. They don't necessarily know exactly to what extent their responsibility is. But the legislation is kind of catching up on this, and already driver state monitoring systems are mandatory in new vehicles from July 2022. And these are required to give alerts based on drowsiness and inattention.
Okay. So there's already alert systems being mandated in these vehicles. So these alerts are what your research is focusing on, different types of alerts, yeah?
Yeah, so right now it's totally up to industry designers how they actually measure inattention and how they try to mitigate it or alert for it. So the more research we can do into what are effective ways to mitigate this distraction, the better we can sort of regulate how it's implemented in vehicles.
So you built a VR environment in order to investigate the effects of different warning systems when they detect that a driver becomes distracted. How did you build this VR environment?
So what's nice about the simulator that we're using now for the first time is that it's completely based on open source software, which means that our entire setup, which visually is very high fidelity setup, is about 4,000 euros compared to where we usually see over 10,000 euros starting point for a driving simulator. And in this simulator, we have real-time measurement of eye tracking, which lets us implement our algorithm really kind of consistently in the environment.
And the eye tracking is what you use to monitor distraction levels, right?
Yeah, so in this case, we use people's glance behavior as the primary input into our algorithm that detects when they're distracted or not.
So the system detects if somebody's distracted, and then it gives some sort of alarm?
Yeah, so one of the questions that we ask in our research is that we're seeing the use of escalating warnings. So that means that the first warning you might get is more minor, maybe it's only visual, but it's less startling, and that if the distracted behavior continues, that these warnings escalate and they become more urgent And this is something that we see in design often, but the actual the implications of doing this are not well researched. And people have been critical of distraction warning systems before, saying that they might actually increase distraction or increase workload, making drivers actually worse at the task that they're supposed to be doing. So the question is, do these escalating alarms actually keep or limit the increased workload without allowing more distraction?
Okay, so you tested these escalating alarms and you compared them to different scenarios?
Yeah, so we compared a system with no alarm at all to one with a single stage. So this is the non-escalating alarm, which is just the urgent alarm, and then an escalating alarm, which first has a more minor alarm, and then if the distracted behavior continues, it has the urgent alarm.
And then the hypothesis is that this escalating alarm will be less distracting, less disturbing to the driving task.
Yeah, and the question really is, what is the trade-off in terms of the amount of distraction that it sort of allows people to feel comfortable continuing?
So how is this experiment designed? How did you measure distraction?
So we had our participants sit in our virtual reality driving simulator, which meant that they were in a chair that had a steering wheel and pedals and that they were wearing a VR headset. And they experienced three drives in which the car was always driving itself. So they were never responsible for driving. And we had a game that was visible in the vehicle where we told them that depending on their performance in the game, they would get a certain monetary bonus at the end of the experiment. So that kind of ensured that everybody felt motivated to be distracted.
Can you already say something about the results?
Yeah. So what we found was that in terms of their own subjective idea of the difference between the conditions, that people actually didn't notice a difference between the escalating and the non-escalating alarm system. But in terms of the objective measures, which are their gaze behavior, how they visually allocated their attention, there were very significant differences between the three conditions. So the no warning, the escalating warning, and the non-escalating warning.
So people weren't necessarily aware of their behavior, the differences in their behavior.
That's what we didn't exactly ask this, but at least anecdotally, in terms of speaking to them afterward, we found that a lot of people didn't even notice that there was a difference.
Okay. Thank you, Kamini, for this interesting discussion. To learn more about the Mediator Project, you can visit mediatorproject.eu.